It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today brought to you by Top to Bottom. They've been in business for over 35 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repairs and emergency service for your roofing needs. Call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday today.
Yes.
And our throwback year this week is 1984.
You're right.
And that's the year that The Cosby Show debuted on NBC.
What a pivotal show.
Yes.
What an influential show it was.
Yes. So it aired from September 20th, 1984 until April 30th, 1992. And it focuses on the Huxtables,
yes,
an upper middle class African-American family living in Brooklyn. The series was based on comedy routines in Bill Cosby's stand-up comedy act, which in turn were based on his family life.
Mm.
The series was followed by a spinoff called A Different World, which was broadcast from 1987 until 1993.
Mm.
So in the early 1980s, Marcy Carsey, which is just a fantastic name,
Marcy Carsey,
Tom Werner, they were two former executives at ABC. They left the network to start their own production company.
Well, do you remember the show Married with Children?
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor, what was her name? Marcy Darcy? I think that was Marcy Darcy.
And This is Marcy Carsey.
This is Marcy Carsey.
Yeah.
And she's a real person.
She is a real person,
right,
yeah.
Now
at ABC, the two had overseen sitcoms like Morgan Mindy, Three's Company, and Welcome Back, Kotter. The two partners decided that to get a sitcom to sell for their fledgling company, they needed a big name behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Cosby had performed stand-up comedy with award-winning albums and starred in several genres in TV and film in the 60s and 70s, but his career had become more static by the 1980s.
Yeah.
Outside of his work on his cartoon series, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, Cosby was doing little in film or television, but Carsey and Werner were fans of his stand-up comedy and thought it would be the perfect material for a family sitcom.
Yeah, that stand-up comedy really was iconic.
Yeah. So Cosby originally proposed that the couple should both have blue-collar jobs, with the father a limousine driver who owned his own car, and the mother an electrician.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
With advice from his wife, though, the concept was changed so that the family was well off financially, with the mother a lawyer and the father a physician.
Yeah,
Cosby wanted the program to be educational, reflecting his own background in education. He also insisted that the program be taped in New York City instead of L.A., where most other television programs were taped.
Look at that.
During the series run, the character of Cliff Huxtable frequently wore an array of knit sweaters that were often brightly colored and featured abstract asymmetrical patterns or themes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
The sweaters were designed by a Dutch fashion designer named Koos Vandenacker. Koos Vandenacker.
Koos Vandenacker?
Yes. And they were, of course, called Cosby sweaters,
right,
a term that is used to describe sweaters that are generally deemed garish and unappealing. Pretty ugly Cosby sweaters,
yeah.
Soon after Cosby was seen sporting the vibrant sweaters, notables such as Eric Estrada, Chuck Norris, and Richard Simmons all also started wearing the Cosby sweaters.
A-list celebrities all.
Yeah, yes. Notables, I believe.
Notables.
Is what they're, yes.
Next thing you'll tell me, John Stamos was sporting one.
Maybe
was
he did. He could have pulled it off.
He could, of course he could.
Yeah,
it's John
for sure.
Stamos, yeah.
So the Cosby Show is one of three television programs that were number one in the Nielsen ratings for five consecutive seasons.
Jeez, wow.
The others are All in the Family and American Idol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
It also remains the only scripted TV show with a predominantly African-American cast to top the Nielsen ratings and to do so more than once. It launched the extended cast into stardom, and Cosby, having already had a successful career in TV, films, and stand-up, became the highest-paid actor on television.
Wow.
This Cosby Show generated $2.5 billion in television revenue,
jeez,
including $1 billion from advertising and $1.5 billion from syndication.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So TV Guide listed the series as TV's biggest hit in the 1980s, adding it almost single-handedly revived the sitcom genre and NBC's rating fortunes.
Wow.
While also ranking it 28th on their list of 50 greatest shows.
Well, television needs another show like that.
Another good sitcom.
We'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with The Cosby Show, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song from the first season.
Because each season had its own individual theme song.
Right. Same song, different version.
Different versions.
Yeah.
This is the original one from 1984.
Four.
All right. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Cosby Show theme. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that on Legends?
Because we were talking about The Cosby Show,
yes,
which debuted in 1984. A Throwback Thursday year.
It sure did. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. The Cosby Show was based on Bill Cosby's stand-up comedy act.
Cliff Huxtable was originally pitched as a limo driver.
And it is one of three shows that were number one in the Nielsen ratings for five consecutive seasons.
It was huge. Now, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch a lot of The Cosby Show.
I think I did more in reruns.
But you know what I did watch was the spinoff A Different World.
Oh, yeah?
With Dwayne Wayne. Marcy Carsey Dwayne. What is it with these rhyming names? Dwayne Wayne. You remember Dwayne? He had the glasses that flipped up?
No.
Am I the only one?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't think I ever watched that.
You had to be there. Yeah. You had to be there and you missed it. Sorry. Folks want to learn more about The Cosby Show. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. We got some texts in here. Somebody texted in about, this was when we were talking before, about the bags.
Paper bags, yeah.
In Pittsburgh, and McDonald's been charging more. Somebody texted in, said those bags were never free. Cost has always been baked into the price. Just a money grab.
Yep.
Somebody else texted in and said they keep their bags in the car. These are the Wegmans bags they're talking about. And when they get a couple of things from Wegmans, they bring them out to their car in the cart, individually in the cart. Then they put them in the bags in the vehicle. So they're nice when they get home. That's how that's done. Okay. All right. Sarah, we have something to give away.
We sure do.
We sure do. Do you want to tell the people about it?
Yes, so it's the ABBA Tribute Show, right?
Mania, the ABBA Tribute Show, Friday, yes. October 27th, 8 o'clock at the Kodak Center. You can win these. It's got a text in. What should we have them text in?
1984.
Yeah. There it is.
Because that's our throwback year.
It's a great book, by the way, too.
Yes.
1984. Actually, it's a terrifying book.
Yes.
Actually, it's a telling of the world now. No, 1984. Text that to us, 222-4000 right now. And you will be qualified to win these tickets to see Mania, the ABBA Tribute Show, Friday, October 27th, 8 p.m. Good luck. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're back tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
I am, yeah.
That was telling, not asking. Thank you, Sarah. Pilot coming up. Traffic and weather next on Legends.